Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of studies out of the book of Matthew. So get close to your radio and have your Bible ready as we take a deeper look in the book.
God who hear and you still answer prayers. Speak to our hearts this evening in a mighty, mighty way. Lead, guide, and direct us in all that we say and do so that honor and glory can be ascribed to your holy and righteous name. This we ask in Jesus' name, and for his sake we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Tonight we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 22, so you can open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 22, and we're looking at the topic, conflict with Christ, conflict with Christ, and we're coming now to the last week of Jesus' life. This is the last week of Jesus' life. The last time we met, we looked at how Jesus came into the city of Jerusalem, and he inspected the temple. Then he came back the next day, and he cleaned the temple. Then he came back the next day, and he saw a fruit tree, a fig tree that was had leaves, but no figs. In other words, it was advertising, but didn't deliver. And Christ, he cursed it. And that was symbolizing the hypocrisy in Israel. How Israel, even though they had all of the religious symbols and what have you on the outside, they was advertising, but they wasn't delivering. And actually, that's how it is today in church, is the people that you think got it together because you see them go to church, when you dig deeper into their life, you'll see that many of them don't have it together. There is a hypocrisy of what happens in the church on Sunday. The lifestyle don't match up Monday through Saturday. And that was the only miracle that Jesus did, and it was a curse. All the rest of the miracles was blessings. But the miracle that he performed that was a curse was against hypocrisy. And so that's a warning to us about hypocrisy, how God hates hypocrisy more than anything else. Amen. Because if we're going to advertise, then we ought to deliver. Amen. 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 And so we see that Jesus is now in conflict with the religious leaders, because what Jesus did, he cleaned the temple and he comes back to the temple every day. So it's kind of like he kicked them out, the religious leaders, and Jesus done took over. Monday, he's there teaching. Tuesday, he's there teaching. Wednesday, he's there teaching. He's going to be teaching all week long. And these men, they're trying to maneuver, they're trying to figure out some way to get Jesus away from their temple. But Jesus said, this is my house. And remember now, he was saying in their synagogue, but when it came to that temple, he called this my house. He says, this is a house of prayer for all people, but you are making it a den of thieves, a hideout for thieves. How many of you know that a lot of your big churches are hideout for thieves? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why a lot of people like to attend them, because there's no accountability. See, they can set up in row 55 and the pastor never know that they even came to church that Sunday. Wow. You see what I'm going to say? Because they're like big stadiums. Uh-huh. And you got some of the biggest crooks and gamblers and all kinds of sins that goes on. That's why another reason a lot of people like to go to a lot of the big churches is because they won't feel uncomfortable, because the preacher is not going to preach against their sins. Amen. Because most of the time, the preacher is kind of like the president. He's just a figurehead up there. He's got the answer to a board, and he knows that a lot of these boards are stacked with some ungodly businessmen. See, the guy that owned the racetrack down there, he may be one of the head deacons there in the church. So he can't preach against gambling, because because that one of those deacons that owned the liquor store, how can he preach against drinking when one of the deacons owns almost all the liquor stores in town? Wow. One of the big trustees have some casinos. So they done set him up. They done gave him a $200,000, $300,000 salary. Where can you go and get them kind of jobs? So he ain't saying nothing. He just gonna preach real nice, warm, nice kind of sermons. Hmm. And so those ungodly businessmen, they can bring all their ungodly friends there to that church. Amen. And that's sickening. Do you see why Jesus called it a hideout for thieves? Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. It's big business. It's big business. And so you have to be very careful that you don't let big business run your church. Now, when we come to chapter 22, keep in mind, I want you to see that Jesus is running that temple like this his house. And so these men, they in conflict with him. They having meetings late at night trying to figure out, how can we get this man away from this temple without causing a ruckus? Because every day that Jesus is up there, he's winning more and more people and more popularity. Because he's having a healing service up there, you know, every day. And he's really teaching the people. Now, when we come to chapter 22, Jesus now is going to tell a parable about a wedding feast. Look what he says. And Jesus answered and spoken to them again by parable, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a certain king which made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servants to call them that was bidden to the wedding. And everybody was happy to come. Is that in your Bible? Look, Jesus says, and they would not come. Notice now, I want you to see the words Jesus is using. He didn't say they could not come. They would not come. In other words, they refused to come. They rejected the invitation. Now, whose wedding was this? Whose wedding was this?
The king's son.
This king had a wedding banquet for his
son.
All right. So who do you think is the king?
God
the Father. Who do you think is the son here?
Jesus.
All right. All right. So get the imagery in your mind, what Jesus is really talking about here, or who he's talking about. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen, my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready, coming to the marriage. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. So some would not come, and the others They made light of the, they didn't take this wedding banquet serious. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth. And he sent forth his army, destroyed those murderers, and burned up their cities. Then said he to his servant, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Do you think he going to have any problem getting folks to come now? Mm. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid to the wedding, to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with gifts. Who came to the wedding? Who came to the wedding? Who's out in the highways and in the byways? There you go. There you go. Where you going to find your homeless? Where you going to find your broke down folks? See, in other, see, these people ain't got no address. They out in the highways. They're in the highways. They're in the byways. Amen. But them that had addresses, them that stayed in the nice houses, them that, you know, had different things going on, they was too busy to see about the banquet, didn't they? They was too busy. But the poor folks, amen, they was glad. Good eating? Come on, where is that? Amen. They ready for the good eating. How many do you know, still today, that's kind of how it is in the church. How many of you know a lot of times the who's who in the community, they really don't have time?
Right.
Amen. They may go to church once a month whenever they're in town or something, but most of the time they're chasing that dollar. Hello, somebody. A lot of times people are happy to have, you know, like a governor in their church, or a mayor in their church, or some big wheel in town in their church. But if you really look at their attendance records, they're not there. I done talked with some, you know, pastors of big churches and mega churches and what have you, and a lot of those people that you would think that you would be happy to have them in your church, you see them every now and then. As a matter of fact, remember when they was interviewed, when President Obama was running for president, because President Obama and Oprah, both of them went to Jeremiah Wright's church. And Jeremiah Wright was still, he was surprised to find out that Oprah was still a member of his church. He said, where she been? You see what I'm saying? Yeah, and how did President Obama get out of that? You know, when they got that clip. Remember they had a clip that they were showing around the world about Jeremiah Wright, you know, used the D word when he says, you know, D America and what have. President Obama said, you know, well, that must have been a Sunday that I wasn't there. You know, because I never heard him talk like that. And then when you interviewed Jeremiah Wright, he says that, you know, he very seldom saw Obama there in his church. So a lot of your rich and your famous people, they are busy a lot of time. Yeah, I mean, they are trying to, you know, bring forth some kind of business deals. And so they don't rest 7 days a week. They working. So every now and then they may go to church, you know, on Easter, Mother's Day, you know, stuff like that. But for the most part, they working. If you want to have a full house every Sunday, go get poor folks. They looking for something to do. That's why poor folks ain't in no hurry to leave church on Sunday.
Right.
Hello, somebody. Because they ain't got nothing else to do. Hello, somebody. They'll stay here till 4 or 5 o'clock. In the evening. Because they ain't got nothing else to do. They have church, and they ain't, you know, they don't bother them. We stay here to 1:30, 2 o'clock. It don't bother them. And particularly, we're going to have dinner over there. We're going to have dinner. They'll hang out with you till 3, 4, 5 o'clock. Because they ain't got nothing else to do. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Those of you who come from little country towns and stuff.
Amen.
When you went to church, you went there to stay. Because it wasn't nothing to do. Hello, somebody. And particularly back in the day, you know, now when I came on the scene, they had started opening up the picture shows on Sunday. But from what my brother and sister and them used to tell us, it used to not be open on Sunday. Yeah. Yeah, the only thing that was kind of open on Sunday that you could is go to the park. Go there to the park and play ball or something like that. But in terms of going somewhere for an event, it wasn't open on Sunday. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so poor folks. And how many of you know, even till this day, the people that support the church is poor folks. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would rather have a church full of poor folks any day. Because poor people are just like the little widow woman. They'll get a last penny. They sure will. They'll get a last penny. They'll get a last penny. Amen. So Jesus here, he tells this parable. Let's go ahead and finish. Verse number 10, it says, so those servants went out into the highways, gathered together as many as they found, both bad and good. You'll find anything out there in the streets. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, friend, how came it thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was, what?
Speechless.
Then said the king to his servant, bind him hand and foot, and take him out, and take him away, and cast him into the out of darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called. Look what Jesus said. Many are called. Look at what he says. Many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called. Do you see? He used the illustration. Many was called. He called some, but they would not come. Not they couldn't come. They would not come. Hello, somebody. In other words, they refused to come. How many folks do you know on Sunday morning that could come but won't come? It ain't changed that much, has it?
Nope.
Hadn't changed that much at all. But let a 9/11 happen. People will come. Amen. Amen. All right. So Jesus tells this first parable. He tells the first parable about the marriage feast. Then he goes with three questions. Three questions. They come up to Jesus with three questions. Now, they caught the hint. Do you think these religious leaders caught the hint? What Jesus was trying to tell them? Do you think they got the message?
Probably not.
Do you think that they understood the parallelism? Oh, they got it. They got it. Matter of fact, that's why they went and had another meeting. We got it. We got to show get rid of him, because they saw themselves. They saw Jesus is saying that he's the son and his dad is having a banquet and y'all don't want to come to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And if you don't head up and come to it, you're going to end up in hell. Yeah. Do you see the parallelism? If you don't come on and treat this son right, you're going to end up in hell.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You're going to end up in a place that you don't want to be. And so basically, he's saying these preachers, you're going to hell. If you don't come on and get on my side of and accept me in your life, you're going to hell. Now watch this. Verse 15. Then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in their talk. Then. What is then?
Also.
What is then? No, what is it in terms of grammar? English grammar.
No, it's a
it's a conjunction, ain't
conjunction.
It? And then.
Yeah.
And. These
are articles.
Then. As a matter of fact, if you read the book of Mark, when we get ready to go through the book of Mark, every one of his chapters start with and then. And then. So it shows a continual action. A continual action. Yeah. So notice, the Bible says, when Jesus says, and many are called, but few are chosen. Then went the Pharisees. So they bagged up. They left and said, hey, y'all, we gotta have a meeting on this guy. We gotta get rid of him and fast. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
So they got it. They knew exactly that Jesus was talking about them. He was calling them out that if y'all don't change, you're going to hell. And he put it in a story fashion. Mm-hmm. But he's talking about us down at that church. Done kicked us out of church, and now he's saying we finna go to hell. Mm-hmm. We finna make him go to hell. We ain't going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
He finna catch some hell because we got to get him out of our church. How many of you know they still have meetings about getting folks out to church?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Lord have mercy. See, be careful. See, in church, don't ever think that when folks have a meeting, that the meeting is resolved. That the meeting doesn't resolve everything. They always have a meeting after the meeting. Yeah. Sometimes they have a meeting after the meeting right out there on the parking lot. They'll be out there 2 hours after the meeting is over with. To midnight, they having a meeting.
It's only specific players, though.
A lot of times when there's mess in the church, ask the question, who did they make mad? They done made somebody mad. Somebody in position, somebody in who got a lit power down there at the church, his feather done got ruckus. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's always somebody who wanna be. Uh-huh. You know, who wanna be more than what they are.
Right.
Amen. They just won't stay in their place. They want to see just like these people here. Even though they're the priests of God's house, they act like this their house. And so when Jesus comes there to take over his house, they upset about it. Amen. That would be just like tonight. If Jesus came in here, we should step aside and say,
right.
help yourself, Jesus.
Bread of life.
But they upset.
Sit
look.
Down on the Lord.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.